This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Well, good afternoon, Melbourne. It's the escape hour. Is it the escape hour? That's what we're called these days, aren't we? Yes, I had to
confirm
check.
That.
My name is Russ Masterton. I've been away on holidays. The lovely Tad Lombardo is back. He's been on holidays.
Yep.
We have had the fort held by the most fabulous Fiona
Absolutely.
Brooke, who has looked after us. Good on your feet.
We've had some fun while you guys have been away.
Have you?
A lot of fun.
All right, that's good to hear.
Look, not too much.
Well, we almost wanted to call this the jet lag show today because some of us aren't travelling too well, are we, Ted?
I think we're all pretty much dragging.
I think we are. I think so. If anyone's got any jet lag, how to get over jet lag tips, we'd love to hear from you today. And how can they contact the studio, Fiona?
They can SMS us on 0427JOY949. Or you can ring through to the front desk, or 1300JOY949. Or you can email us. That's a really good way because the emails are sitting right in front of us, onair@joy.org.au.
Thanks, Fee. That's great.
That's all right.
Now, Tad, where on earth have you been in this great big wide world?
Yep. New York. And
start
New
spreading
Jersey.
The news, is that
it?
Good on you.
It was good.
How fabulous.
Very warm there, unseasonably warm, which is great.
Yeah.
It's like summer weather.
Now, hang on. I saw this weird thing the other day that said it was going to be minus 30 degrees
today
in New York.
Minus 30.
Yep.
I mean, that has to be as psychotic as Melbourne weather, surely.
Well, it is. It's not normal. I mean, but it's just the way it happens, I guess. And I'm glad I was on the plane and out of there before that happened.
Was it nice to be home in the land of liberty?
It was nice.
Yeah.
It was good.
And what musical did you see?
I just saw one this time, and it was School of Rock. Because I'd never seen that live, and I loved the film, and I heard it was pretty good, and it was actually quite amazing. Like, the kids in it playing all of the live musical instruments and all that and performing, it was just incredible how talented these kids were.
Fantastic.
It was good, yeah. Was
yeah, amazing. There's nothing like the atmosphere of Broadway and all the flashing lights.
Yeah,
and
good.
It's so exciting.
Yeah, it's just energizing.
And for anyone who's going to New York, where's your pick of staying on Manhattan Island?
Do you know what? I'm not allowed to mention the hotel, but there was a hotel right off Broadway. I wouldn't recommend staying anywhere right on Broadway because it's just overrun with people. But if you can go maybe one or half a block off, that's a good option.
Anyway, I like Hell's Kitchen. That's a great area.
Yeah, that's a good area.
Well, I remember when Hell's Kitchen was actually like Hell's Kitchen. It was really bad. When I lived there before it was gentrified, which wasn't that many years ago, it was like crossing the street. It was...
Was that when they took the fine out of 42nd Street? Now 42nd Street is like... It used to be renowned as being, you know, not a nice place to be.
Look, you know what?
You just need the Port Authority bus station and, you know, those kinds of places always gather some of the worst people. But it had the Cupcake Cafe, the famous Cupcake Cafe on 8th Avenue and 40-something Street.
Yep.
Well, you know, my first trip to New York was in the 80s, and that was a time when, you know, 42nd Street was rife with sex shops and prostitution, and geez, they did an incredible job of cleaning that city up. It's not the same city that
not.
It was all those years ago.
Not at all.
Welcome back. It's good
Thank
to
you.
Have
welcome
you.
Back to you.
I know. I feel like I've been gone for donkey's years, which has been fantastic. Yeah. I've done a bit of a Europe soiree. And
6 weeks.
Hasn't it been? God, it's been good.
I guess that you get away with it because you're a travel agent, really.
Yeah, well, you know, you book your own junket and away you go, and you know, you're away and you think, why didn't I book this and this, and you get there and you just run by the skin of your pants and have a good time. But we went to Berlin and Venice and Greece and Lyon and those French pastries. I'll tell you what, I have never ever eaten so many pastries in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm calling myself the Oompa Loompa travel agent from now on.
That's all right. Yeah.
Now, could you pick, I mean, out of all of those places, obviously, there was a lot to say. I mean, you loved Greece. I remember noting that from your Facebook page. Any other tips? Any other places that you really loved?
I liked Berlin primarily because they're going through a bit of a... I think they're going through a bit of a renaissance there with bringing, recognising what happened to homosexuals during World War II.
Right.
And so they've just opened up a memorial for homosexuals there, which was very interesting. Mm. And really, when you go there, and I highly encourage any gay people to do this, is that there is a memorial and a lot of history on for gay men. They basically, yeah. you know, it was outlawed, and you could report any man, so you didn't necessarily even have to be gay to be, you know, you could yep. you could think your next, or you could hate your next door neighbour and say he's gay, and then the next minute the Gestapo would come and pick you up and take you off to a concentration yep. camp. And really, for you know, gay men were seen as in the lowest rung of prisoners in World War II. They were lower than the Jews and lower than the and the gypsies, and yep. primarily before the extermination camps were open, what they were doing with gay men were forcing them to sign medical orders for castration.
Right.
And
so
they would be arrested. There was no hearing as to whether they were really gay or not. They were accused, they were found guilty, and basically had their balls chopped off, and that was it. Good. So
that's
terrible.
Insane.
Yeah, terrible. Absolutely terrible. Yeah. So and it's only been this past year, really, that they've actually recognised that this has all happened.
Right.
And there's a concentration camp just north of Berlin, which is an hour out of Berlin. Mm. And they've just put a memorial in there for all of the homosexuals that right. were killed, which is quite beautiful.
Mm. What was at the least, number at?
Pardon me?
What was the number at? Do you know?
I don't. No, I was told I'd look that up and yeah. I'll come back and tell you. But certainly, you know, there was... look, it was, you know, it just makes you realise that Berlin in the 20s and 30s was the gay capital of the world.
Yeah. It was famous, and there's lots of books about that time. You know, Christopher Isherwood is famous for his novels about
exactly.
that time.
And gay bars everywhere, and it was the place to be. And then along came the Nazis and put a stop to all of that. And again, there was no rhyme nor reason. If you were even suspected, you were taken away and even when you were sent off to the extermination camps, I mean, it was just expected that, you know, you would be doing all of the labour that would... you weren't expected to live anyway. So whatever, right. whatever the worst of the worst of, you were sent off to do, right. and that's it. So, unusual. But that was...
How did you lift your spirits after hearing about all this?
I actually went up to the memorial and did a little prayer, believe it or not, mm-hmm. because I just sort of thought that, you know, those people deserve that. Mm-hmm. And I just kind of thought that, I mean, it's a good thing to always just realise how lucky we are today. You know, we've got the yes vote coming out this week, and, you know, every inch of the way we've had to fight for our rights, and it just makes, it even more pertinent, I believe, when you visit concentration camp where you had absolutely no rights. It's such an eye-opener. Opener, it just makes you feel very lucky that we live in these times. Yeah,
absolutely.
Definitely. So anyway, on a brighter note, sorry to bring the tone of the show down, but it was very special for me.
Absolutely.
Anyway, yes, so
that's what travel is for.
It is. Yeah, it just brings out so many
those moments,
so many amazing, so many amazing things. So apart from pastries and Greek men, I tell you, Fee. I mean, I don't know whether you agree with me on this, but primarily, I think the difference between, if I can say, Greece. The men of Greece and the men of France is that Greek men are all very masculine and hairy and you know, you just know that they're going to come and, you know, do a Hercules wrap of their arms around you, and, you know, you're going to feel very safe and warm in their bosom, so to speak. And the French, well, they're just aesthetically beautiful. I mean, you know, I was talking to my partner while we're in France, and I go, look, you know, there's another twink and another twink and another twink. And that's really what they all look like. They're very, very beautiful looking men in France, but I don't, you know, right. I don't know. They're not my type. I like masculinity myself. Anyway,
thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.